you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. Got a whole new direction, it seems these days. I used to rush off to work and get home late, but now I show up late and rush back home. My priorities are different, I can't leave you alone. No one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do. And if I'm thinking about you, just remember that no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As former President Donald Trump wrapped up a fundraising trip to the West Coast, his November rival, President Biden's wrapping up a visit to France. Saturday, he noted that's the U.S.'s oldest ally.
We remain united, unyielding, as well as unwavering in our partnership. That's what democracies do.
Trip was marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. He'll return to the U.S. today after visiting a World War I cemetery. President's son Hunter's federal trial on gun charges could conclude this week. There are demonstrations ongoing in Israel demanding the safe release of all hostages being held by Hamas even after Saturday's raid that freed four hostages. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 270 people were killed and almost 700 were injured. Beaches have reopened along the Florida panhandle, but authorities are watching closely after a shark attack injured three people Friday. This is ABC News. A North Carolina landlord is trying to figure out how to get some apparent squatters out of her Airbnb, says ABC's Mark Remillard.
Farsana Rahman says the long-term guests have refused to leave weeks after their move-out date. She says the tenants turned away the cleaning lady and put up a sign saying they'll leave only if evicted, claiming to be the legal residents.
Now they're refusing to leave until there's an eviction order. I think they're just trying to gain time to stay there for free.
She says she's filed an eviction notice and has a court hearing this week. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Nobody was hurt in Texas when a Trinity Railway Express train collided with a utility trailer. There were about 60 people on board the train Saturday. There were no injuries reported. The incident's under investigation. Florida Panthers won Game 1 of the NHL Stanley Cup Final. They blanked the Edmonton Oilers 3-0. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly. Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
Now you can get 50% off any unlimited data phone plan. That's one line for only $25 a month, and you keep the phone you love. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. So find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. Promo subject to cancellation after 12 months. Available exclusively online and in Total by Verizon stores. Requires a compatible unlocked device and SIM. See totalbyverizon.com for device compatibility and additional details. Taxes and fees may apply.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Starting off with sunshine, but a few clouds gathering this afternoon. Highs warming to the lower 70s, a northwest breeze. Tonight, mostly clear skies as our lows bottom out in the mid-40s. On Monday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area and highs in the lower 70s. If you owe back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. It's 60 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got me a brand new car, waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. I've been wishing on it every day to take me away from here. So I called in to where I work, told a little white lie. Know my back don't really hurt, but that's my alibi. My temporary ticket to anywhere but there. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end, call it what you want, I made up my mind. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights to go and nonstop, no work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday. Yeah. Can do what I wanna do, be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me, we can leave it all behind. 'Cause I don't have to be me. Reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights going nonstop, no work at all, please. I don't have to be me till Monday. Going nonstop, no work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday.
I don't have to be me till Monday. I'm Andrew Jay with you, and I'll be me with you right here on your Sunday with Drew Baldridge. She's somebody's daughter.
She's more than just a pretty face.
in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody. Somebody's daughter.
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. Crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it in high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home.
Yeah, she's crazy about her Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go.
Latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't want to rush this thing. I don't want to jump the gun. I really want to say those three little words, but I'm gonna bite my tongue. Yeah, I'm just gonna lay on back, leave it on cruise control. I'm gonna hold it all inside till the right time comes down the road. I got a feeling my head's heart is screaming, I'm about to bust loose. Bottled up emotion, it's more than a notion. It starts with an I and ends with a you. I got a feeling, are you feeling it too? I guess I've all but said it now. Much for hoping you'd go first. Don't leave me hanging out here on the line. Baby, it's your turn. Say you couldn't sleep last night. Swore that you could feel me breathe. Had you wanting me there by your side. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean. I got a feeling, my head's a-reeling, my heart is screaming, I'm about to bust loose. Bottled up emotion, it's more than a notion. It starts with an I, it ends with a you. I got a feeling, you're feeling it too.
Billy Currington, I Got a Feeling, and I'm Andrew Jay, and I Got a Feeling. We got some more great music coming your way this morning, including Pam Tillis, some from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen coming up, too.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Thursday, July 11th, it's Grammy nominee and CMA Award winner Lee Bryce on the Riding Cougars main stage. Tickets are selling fast at NWSFA.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm the only one.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches and the winner loses all. Love never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her and I came out in second place. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches and the winner loses all. Comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
This day when I hear that song, I see you standing there on that lawn. Discount shades, store-bought tan, flip-flops and cut-off jeans. Somewhere between that setting sun, I'm on fire, I'm born to run. You looked at me and I was done, but we were just getting started. I was singing to you, you were singing to me. I was so alive, never been more free. Fired up my daddy's lighter and we sang, oh, 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 oh. Stayed there till they forced us out. Took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying, don't go. When I think about you, I think about 17. I think about my old Jeep. I think about the stars in the sky. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory, like a soundtrack to a July Saturday. I bumped into you by happenstance. You probably wouldn't even know who I am. But if I whispered your name, I bet there'd still be a spark. From back when I was gasoline and this old tattoo had brand new ink. And we didn't care what your mom would think about your name on my arm. Baby, is it spring or is it summer? The guitar sound or the beat of that drummer you hear sometimes late at night on your radio. Even though you're a million miles away, when you hit on in a USA, you relive those glory days so long ago. When you think about me, do you think about 17? Do you think about my OG? Think about the stars in the sky. Funny
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
Welcome to our WRDN radio audience. We are opening the Word of God to Isaiah chapter 40, the Old Testament book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40. And I will begin reading here in verse 28. And if you have a Bible, we'd encourage you to get it and follow along. Isaiah 40, beginning with verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Father in heaven, this is a passage of Scripture that many of us have read and reread and read again. And it is packed with truths that really affect us and comfort us. We pray, Father, that we might understand it perhaps even a little bit better as a result of our study this morning. We pray, Father, that each of us would draw closer to you and look to your Son, Jesus Christ, as the God of all comfort. We pray, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I want to give you a little background to this very familiar passage of Scripture here. Obviously, it was penned by the prophet Isaiah. And he lived from, or ministered from 739 B.C. to 680 B.C., so it's been a few years ago. He served the Lord for about 60 years, and they were very turbulent years. They were not easy years. He lived through the reign of four different kings, and under King Ahaz, he saw infanticide, child sacrifice legalized under the guise of worship to the pagan god Moloch. During his lifetime, he saw a godly king, King Uzziah, abandon his Bible. He also witnessed the deportation of over two-thirds of his country by the Assyrians in 722 BC when they swept in and took the 10 tribes that were north of Judah and Benjamin, carried them away. He became the object of the hatred of King Manasseh, even though Isaiah had helped Manasseh's father in many, many ways. So he had lived not an easy life, and he had not a comfortable ministry, so to speak. And God used him, however, in a wonderful way to put this book together. These are a series of messages that God gave him. And the book of Isaiah has been called the Bible in miniature because of three reasons. Number one, because of its length. There are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah, and there are 66 books in the Word of God. Not only because of its length, but because of its content. The first 39 books of the book of Isaiah really deal with judgment. And the last 27 deal with God's grace that is extended to his people. And that mirrors the Old Testament, the law, and the New Testament, grace. And then last of all, we call it a Bible in miniature because it speaks of Jesus Christ. There's no other Old Testament book that has more messianic prophecies than the book of Isaiah. So it bears that little nickname quite well, the Bible in miniature. Now, liberal scholars deny that one man wrote this book, the man Isaiah. They say there had to be two Isaiahs. So they have what is called the Deutero-Isaiah theory. And the reason they say that is because Isaiah prophesied of events that happened 94 to 100 years after he lived. And they said, no human being could have that kind of insight. He prophesied that a king by the name of Cyrus, a Persian, would allow the children of Israel to return from their Babylonian exile. It came to pass. He wasn't even alive then. How did he die? He's gone. So there are other prophecies that he gave that caused scholars, and I use that word lightly, to scratch their head, and they say, no way one human being could have foretold these events and see them unfold. So there had to be another Isaiah that came along, and he penned the second half of Isaiah after these events had been fulfilled. And he made them look as though they were actually prophecies. Now, we would reject that. Though let me just say this. There are many historical denominations today that teach seminary students, pastors-to-be, the Deutero-Isaiah theory, that there were two Isaiahs and not one. Let me refute that four ways. Number one, first of all, there are four strong arguments against it. First of all, the only name that was ever identified with this prophecy is that of Isaiah. No one else. And that fact was clearly recognized by Old Testament rabbis and New Testament writers. Number two, another strong argument against the two Isaiah theory is that the Qumran scroll, which is dated about 125 BC, and it's in the Jerusalem Museum today called the Book of the Scroll, it is a perfect copy of the book of Isaiah. And it makes no distinction between the end of Isaiah chapter 39, which was supposedly written by the first Isaiah, and the beginning of chapter 40, which was supposedly written by the second Isaiah. Third argument against the two Isaiah theory. Jesus and the New Testament writers, quoted freely from chapters 40 through 66, attributing their text from the pen of Isaiah. No one else. And then fourth, and the strongest argument against the two Isaiah theory, is that it denies the inspiration, the supernatural inspiration of the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's a supernatural book that we hold in our hand. But if you are unregenerate, you don't believe in the supernatural because you have not experienced that supernatural birth that comes by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And therefore, this book is just like any other book. It's not, however. Now, we had already alluded to the fact that verses 28 to 31 are the best verses that are known in this particular chapter. Perhaps, for some people, the best verses that are known in the whole book. We're going to look at them, but we want to highlight the context in which we find them. And the context is God's command to his servant Isaiah to comfort God's people. So look at verse 1 of Isaiah chapter 40. What does he say? He says, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. And he repeats that because now he wants his people to be at ease. So in our chapter, we see that this comfort that Isaiah was to bring to God's people there in the 7th century hinges on one person, and that is the person of Jesus Christ. Now, as we look at this, we see that this person, first of all, is called the Coming One in verses 1 through 11. Verse 1 says, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. You see, this one that would come is the one that would comfort. And these verses lead forward to the Jews' return from Babylonian captivity in verses 1 and 2. They are now back in the mind of Isaiah, and they are now back in the mind of God from 70 years of captivity. And they had lost their homes. They had lost their loved ones. They had lost their temple. Why? Because of idolatry. And when they came home, they were very dispirited. They were very sad. They were very upset. And you've read from Ezra. You've read from Nehemiah. And you know that when those Jews arrived first, they saw the walls of their beloved city just completely destroyed. They saw the ruins of their temple and the houses. The magnificent houses that used to be in Jerusalem, they are gone. Instead, they saw foxes. Instead, they saw gophers. And they had all kinds of wildlife that had overrun that desolate part of Canaan that they once enjoyed, a land that flowed with milk and honey. And besides that, we know that the neighbors were not happy to see them. The Samaritans, the Moabites, the Ammonites. So when they got back to the country, they were very dispirited by what they saw. And so God says to them, comfort them, comfort them. And there's a prophecy that is given concerning the one who would comfort them. And the one who comforted them is the one who comforts us today if we open our life to him. Number one, I want you to see that the coming one would change the people who accepted him. Verses 4 and 5, the coming one would change the person who accepted him. Now, it says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Now, I know in the New Testament that this is the way John the Baptist was told to tell the people to prepare for God. But here in the first text, it describes the change that would happen to those that would accept this coming Messiah. Those that are low, those that are depressed, those that are in the bottom of life's barrel, God is going to lift them up. And those that come to the Lord who are proud and haughty, he is going to level them. And there are changes that God makes in an individual's life. And it's through his son when they come to him. And if you want real comfort, take your hands off the steering wheel and let God control your life. And you'll find that life goes a lot easier. It won't be problem-free, but you'll enjoy the ride a whole lot more. He changes those that accept him. And this is a direct reference to his first coming. Now, there is a second coming. It says in verse 10 and verse 11, behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. This is a direct reference now to his second coming. And he will set up his kingdom here on earth. And he not only changes the individuals, but he changes their circumstances as well. Oh my, if you have listened to the news at all, if you can get CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, or TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network, not that I endorse all of these programs, but they have had some excellent coverage in what's going on in Israel. And that little country is being hammered by missiles from the north, by Hezbollah, and from Hamas on the east. And world opinion has gathered itself against that tiny little country. Not so when Jesus Christ, the Messiah, returns. The tables are going to be completely reversed. He is the head of God's chosen people. So we see when he comes back, Israel is not going to be the tail. Israel is going to be the head of the nations. He changes our circumstances. So God offers comfort to his people, and it's through his son, who is first of all called the coming one. Second of all, in verses 12 to 26, he is known as the omnipotent one. He's known as the omnipotent one. And when we use that term omnipotent, it means he's the all-powerful one. And in verses 12 through 14, the prophet asks 10 questions about their God. And each question has the same answer. No one. No one. Look with me, please. It says, first of all, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Who has meted out or measured out heaven with a span? That's from the tip of the thumb to the little finger. Who has comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure? Who has weighed the mountains in scales and hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? And the answer to each of these 10 questions is no one. God is without peer. God is supreme. God is the omnipotent one. And my friend, if he offers you comfort, you can be sure of this. He has power to deliver that comfort that you need. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, the Lord Jesus said, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Hey, that's great. That's great. This is an omnipotent God that offers us his omnipotent help. And it says here, go back with me, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. Did a little study on this. You know, the Pacific Ocean is the largest and deepest ocean. It covers about 63,800,000 square miles. It has an average depth of 14,000 feet. The Atlantic Ocean is the second largest body of water. It covers 31,530,000 square miles. Its average depth is also 14,000 feet. The Indian Ocean has an area of 28,356,000 square miles with an average depth of 13,000 feet. And then there's the Arctic and the Antarctic Oceans. Combined together, they cover over 7 million square miles. Some oceanographers estimate that it would take one particle of water 5,000 years to find its way through all the oceans of the world. And the Bible says right here in verse 12, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. The hollows, that's just the cup of his hand. God can take all the waters, all the oceans of the world, and put them right there in the cup of his hand. He is the omnipotent one here. Now, to stress that fact, now, remember, we're looking at the context of the last four verses of this chapter. Is God able to deliver that help? And we have all of these verses that says resoundingly, yes, yes, yes. There are assertions that Isaiah makes concerning God. The greatness of God is contrasted with the nations of the world. Look with me. Verse 15, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket in the eyes of God. There are more than 170 countries on our planet, and 8 of them cover more than 1 million square miles. And God says, the Word of God, the Bible says, they're but a drop in the bucket to this God, the God of the Bible. And then we learn here in verses 18 through 24, the greatness of God is contrasted with the idols that men make. He says in verse 18, to whom then will you liken me, or what likeness will you compare unto him? And then he talks about the one that makes the idols. The workman melteth a graven image. The goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold and casteth silver change. how foolish to think that you can make an image of God, fall down to it, worship it, and that image can somehow help you. How foolish. The Bible says here, it says in verse 22, it is he, that is God, that sits upon the circle or above the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. You know, I remember when I was a boy in fourth grade, studying about Christopher Columbus. You know, 1492, he sailed the ocean blue. Yes. My teacher failed to tell me what historian and researcher David Barton said. He said, Dr. Barton said that Columbus read the Bible, and he read this very verse. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the... Does that sound like this globe? That this planet is round? He believed it was. Up until that time, people believed that the earth was flat. That's why they would not venture far out into deep water. They would hug the shoreline of Europe. They would hug the shoreline of Africa. Christopher Columbus believed the Bible. He says, if I go west, I'm going to end up going east. He got it right because he believed the Word of God. And then in verses 25 through 26, the greatness of God is contrasted with the starry heavens he has called into existence. It says here, verse 25, to whom then will you liken me, or whom shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Show me any contenders that want to bear the name or title God, Omnipotent One. Show it. He says, lift up your eyes on high, verse 26, behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host, that is their multitude by number. He's talking about the stars. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. When God calls those stars out to shine, not one fails to show up. They're all there. Now, astronomers tell us that on a dark, clear night, if you look up at the sky, you can see 2,000 stars. Okay? So, now if you were on the other side of the planet, and it was dark also, you could see another 2,000 stars. All right? But this is what astronomers tell us. Astronomers tell us that they believe that there are over 200 billion stars. And besides that, each star has a name. And besides that, the Bible tells us that God knows each of their names. He is the Omnipotent One. My friend, you come to God, you are coming to the right source. You are coming to the individual that can make a difference in your life. He is the Omnipotent One. And then last of all here, we come to our text. Verses 27 through 31. He is the Empowering One. The Empowering One. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment or my justice is passed over my God. Now again, this is a message to the Jews that would come back from exile. And they would look at the rubble of Jerusalem and what was left of their once great land and be very, very depressed. And they would say to themselves, God has forgotten me. He has forgotten anything about my justice. Who am I? And this is, God says, well, why are you speaking like that? And his answer is, in verse 28, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth, doesn't faint, neither is weary? There is no searching of understanding with him. God is interested in those that think he is disinterested in them. And verse 28 sums up everything that has been said already here. That he is the everlasting God. That he doesn't faint. And that he doesn't grow weary. And he announces his power to those that need it. It says in verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Hey, that's wonderful. Didn't Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, tell us that when we are weak, we are the best candidates for God's strength? Mm-hmm. It was so in the Old Testament too. Yes, yes. Our weakness commends us to our God, and he says, I'm more than willing to step in, and I'm more than willing to help you. And then he says in verse 30, he says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. You know, without God's power, even young people, with all their vigor, being in the prime of life, fall. But the Bible says in verse 31, God's power given to God's people, those that open their life to him, their strength will be renewed. He says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And like eagles, there are times that we need to soar. And the Lord knows that. And then the Bible says here, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run. And God knows, like a runner, that there are times when we need to run. And we just need to pull out all the stops and give it everything we have. And then God knows that there are times when we are like a walker. There are times when he just gives us strength to walk, to plod, to keep on, and to keep on. But he offers all of that to us. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Now, wherever we're at in life, God is there to help us and to give us the degree or level of strength we need for what we are going through. And that is what his message is. Skip down here to our conclusion here. We're almost out of time. W.E. Vine states that the word comfort means to cause to breathe again. You ever run a race and you get done? And man, you need time just to catch your breath, don't you? And that's what God does for us when we come to him. And it tells us that God soothes us in our distress and he revives us to go on. And he does all of that. He does all of that through his Son, Jesus Christ. Comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. God's comfort is more than all that we need. And it all hinges